AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Tension easing in Baltimore after a mostly peaceful night and sharp contrast to Monday afternoon and evening's violence that followed Freddie Gray's funeral. Pastor Delman Coates with the Mount Annan Baptist Church says the city will, however, remain uneasy.
We're looking for swift answers and swift justice all across this city. If that doesn't happen, you're going to continue to see, unfortunately, frustration, because this is not a new issue.
A report on Gray's death of spinal cord injuries after being taken into custody by Baltimore police is expected to be turned over to the state attorney's office on Friday. Six officers have been on leave since Gray's death. The Baltimore Orioles are back on the field after the unrest postponed games Monday night and last night against the Wild White Sox, but the public is locked out of today's game. Orioles fan Brendan Herson stood along the fence outside Camden Yards watching the game and carrying a sign reading, "Don't forget Freddie Gray."
All this talk about baseball, which is a game I love and a lot of people in this town do, we can't forget the reason we're locked out is because of what happened to Freddie Gray. And we can't lose sight of the fact that police brutality is the root of this problem.
This is the first time in Major League Baseball's long history that a regular season game has been played in an empty stadium. The lousy winter weather in the first 3 months of this year, only part of the reason the economy was nearly flat during those months. PNC Financial Services Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman.
The stronger dollar is still going to be holding back the economy. The lower oil prices and gasoline prices, we think, will give a good push to consumer spending, which was the relatively bright spot in the first quarter.
The Federal Reserve, with a gloomier view of the economy, offering no signs that an interest rate increase might be coming soon. On Wall Street, at the close, the Dow is down 75. The Nasdaq is off 31. The S&P has lost 8. This is AP Radio News. Japan's prime minister sidesteps the comfort women issue in his speech to Congress.
Lawmakers from both parties were hoping Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe would use his historic speech to a joint meeting of Congress to apologize for his country's wartime practice of providing women to its soldiers who used them as sex slaves. While expressing deep remorse, Abe didn't use the word apology, acknowledging Japan's actions brought suffering to people in Asian countries.
We must not avert our eyes from that.
Later in his speech, Abe spoke of the need for a world where women are free from human rights abuses. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
In testimony in the penalty phase of the Boston Marathon bombing trial, Joe Harsanyi's third-grade teacher says he always wanted to do the right thing. The same jury that convicted him will decide whether he should get life in prison without parole or the death penalty. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.